And don't forget, next week, the big question will be worth $2,000.
Well, it's almost time for Bing Crosby, so good night, folks. And remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a reminder. A dime seems like a lot of money to a small child, especially when that dime is part of the money you give the March of Dimes. And that child is a victim of infantile paralysis. Send all the dimes and dollars you can spare to your local March of Dimes headquarters. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
This is CBS, where you hear Bing Crosby every Wednesday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KCBS San Jose and KCBS FM San Francisco.
When good friends get together, Bergie belongs.
Burgermeister, Burgermeister, it's for light and bold and clear. Burgermeister, Burgermeister, it's a truly fine pale beer.
San Francisco Brewing Corporation, San Francisco.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco. From John Scott Potter and his orchestra, Judd Collins and the Bears, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee, Joe Venuti, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong.
Oh, yes, tonight, Ken, this austere network is going to get beat to a pulp.
Well, don't worry, Bing. CBS is a big chain. It can take it.
Mm-hmm. Ken, when we get through tossing CBS around tonight, Bill Paley will have to sell it to NBC for scrap.
Bing, are you allowed to mention NBC on CBS?
Well, I just said it. Nobody hit me on the head.
Lumpy.
Just call me Knothead. The sound man stole the whole thing. Come out there with that yacht club jacket of his. Never been near a yacht club. Fisherman's Wharf.
Well, it certainly is a great night, Bing. Quite a reunion of the Paul Whiteman Alumni Association.
Oh, it should be a lot of kicks, Ken, cutting up old touches with Joe Venuti and Jack Teagarden. As you probably heard, Jack has been on a tour of Europe with Louis Armstrong and his all-star.
Yeah, Joe Venuti's got some great records out.
Yes, he has. But besides that, Joe is the indigestion king of California right now.
The indigestion king of California?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
That's true. He's got a string of vending machines in operation that dispense Italian food.
I see. Instead of pushing a button and getting Chesterfields, you get a plate of spaghetti and meatballs, huh?
Yes, and you want to stand back when that stuff comes flying out, too.
Garage of meatballs can be dangerous.
Ooh, I wouldn't put a coin in a machine like that unless I was wearing an asbestos suit. Well, here's Peggy Lee. Hiya, Peg.
Hi, boy.
Peggy, are you a Paul Whiteman graduate, too?
Oh, no, I'm from the Benny Goodman School of Hard Knocks.
Say, here comes the indigestion king, Joe Venuti.
Is this the place?
Sure.
Come right in.
We were just talking here about those machines of yours, you know, the ones that dish out the Italian food. You know something? A machine like that could replace restaurants.
You know, Bing, machines like that could replace Italians.
Hey, I saw one of Joe's machines.
You're kidding. What do they look like, Peg?
Well, the one I saw looked something like a big jukebox, only instead of records, Joe had long playing pizza pies stacked in it.
And we use a wet noodle for a needle.
He's been trying to get that line in about the last 12 shows. Long playing pizza pies might replace music. Now, Joe, if you'll skip out in the green room, Peg and I'll get at the opening number. It's a jumpy little thing called Sunshine Cake, and it happens to be from a forthcoming Paramount picture
in which I'm involved called Riding High. John Scott, let's get her cooking, huh?
We're gonna make the sunshine cake. It's everything nice.
It's sugar and spice.
It's a cinch.
We'd ought to bake a sunshine cake. It does more good than a big, thick steak.
Well, start.
You start with
a tablespoon of trouble.
And then you add
a smile and let it bubble up.
We'd ought to bake a sunshine cake. It really isn't so hard to make.
How now?
Fresh tears,
a pound or two of pleasure.
Kind words,
you needn't use a measure cup. Any questions? Then we proceed. Well, it's not from a recipe book, and you don't have to be a good cook.
Or run to the oven and look
for such a simple dish. All you do is wish. Why not bake a sunshine cake?
Of course, it may keep your dreams away.
But friends say there's nothing like the flavor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor. And for goodness sake,
what are we waiting for?
Let's bake a sunshine cake.
Well, we got delight and ingredients, so let's proceed. Cheerful disposition, that's all we need. We need some happy poetry, we need a lot.
And then you put them all together, tell me what have you got?
Remember worry, that's one thing that we must forget. So put on your slippers, light a cigarette. You add a little feeling in your measured cup. And then you give it to the lady, let her stir it up.
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 Stir it up. Up, up. Bow, bow, bow. Stir it up.
It's got vitamins A.
And vitamins B.
Vitamins L-O-V-E.
If you're fat, it's for that.
If you're thin, pack it in.
What's wrong if you get a double grin? We'd ought to bake a sunshine cake.
We'd ought to bake a sunshine cake. We ought to bake a sunshine cake. Of course you bake a sunshine cake. And don't wait to do your friends a favor.
And for goodness sake,
do your friends a favor.
And for goodness sake,
what are we waiting for? Let's bake a sunshine cake.
Very nice, Bing, Peggy, and Kid.
Thanks, Ken.
Say, Bing, you know they're dedicating Chesterfield's new cigarette factory and research laboratories at Durham, North Carolina tomorrow.
Yes, I know, Ken. I understand that the new Chesterfield factory at Durham outshines the Taj Mahal. They're really going to have a big time there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night, there's going to be a full-hour radio broadcast with Chesterfield's Arthur Godfrey and Chesterfield's Perry Como.
That's right. Certainly wish I could be there, but unfortunately, I'm tied up here on the coast. But I was lucky enough, very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I got someone to take my place on the broadcast, Ken.
Who's that?
Oh, some fella runs errands for me around Paramount, stands in for a fella named Hope, Bob Hope.
Yeah.
Bob. Clever boy.
Bob's going to be on the broadcast from Durham, huh?
Yep, Bob's flying in to guest on Perry Como's show. Arthur Godfrey will be there, too, and also another fine singer, Mr. Eddie Arnold.
Oh, I got to catch that show.
Me, too. Incidentally, folks, as long as we're talking about Chesterfield's new factory, we might as well mention that Chesterfield's has a special birthday carton at the pit. And believe me, those 200-miler Chesterfields make a wonderful gift for every smoker. I have a new Decca release out on a song called Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. We present it now with the added ingredient of Joe Venuti's famous fiddle. If the boys and girls of the ensemble gather around, if Joe will slide in here real cozy-like, we can take right off for Chattanooga.
Past the corner of Fourth and Grand, a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand.
People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie-woogie ride, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look brand new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. Oh, he's a bundle of joy. Pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear. Lord, the way he makes it pop. You'd ought to see him fan in the air with his hoppity hippity hippity hoppity hoppity hippity hop. Wow. Opens up his store when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get him early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
There goes. Listen to them, huh? They'll fix your feet so you can walk your beat.
Yes.
Can't get no fire insurance around here. Mm-mm. When you goes, man, you're twinkle toes.
Makes it pop. Just listen at him fan in the air with his hoppity hippity hippity hoppity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up the store when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get him early when it's feeling fine.
Everybody gets a little rise and shine.
He's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. If you're wearing a pair of Cordovans, he's going to cut all the neon signs in town. You lay a quarter on him, guarantee he'll draw blood.
The Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Very lucky, too, to have Peggy Lee aboard, because her blues message is that great song, I'm Coming Virginia. And folks, when Peggy sings the blues, you're going to hear the truth. Every word's the truth. lines, the whole book. Comes now that pulse-quickening moment when we proudly usher in our guest of honor. Tonight's visitor is an old and valued friend, friend of all the international jazzophiles. How about that? A personal pal of my own, and an artist who knows no peer in the idiom of pure Dixieland. I'm fairly rippling with rapture as I welcome back from a truly triumphant trek through Europe the powerful potentate of Sweet and Hot, Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Welcome home, Louis.
Yes. Come in here, come in. How are you? Thank you, Papa Bing. In fact, mercy be cool, much in rutches and dump of shame. Grazie, skull, hootman, and a very mellow pip-pip.
Oh, that's what I like, a linguist. By the way, Louis, according to Time magazine, you got a royal reception in France, huh?
Oh, it was regal as an eagle, Mr. Seagull. They tossed a big banquet for us and served all them fancy French cuisines. That's food, you know.
Oh, I know. I took lessons from Hildegard. I know that. What'd they serve? Things like blue trout, almondine, filet mignon, vichyssoise, pâté de foie gras, crepe Suzette.
That's the stuff.
Delicious. Yeah. Did you get over to Italy?
Well, we had to, you know, because Jack Teagarden ran out of grease for his trombone. Mm-hmm. So we had to go to Italy for some olive oil.
Say, Louis, how's the food in Italy?
Oh, wonderful. Joe Venuta's got machines all over the place.
What do you know about that? That's miraculous.
Look here, Papa Bing.
What now?
Look here, have you ever been in the Scandinavian countries?
No, I never made it up there. What's it like?
Well, everything is over there. Skull, you know. And you want to know something?
What's this?
How is the skull of this cat you ever saw?
Well, you want to watch out. Them schnapps can marinate your chops, Pops.
Oh, you dog. Yeah.
Louis, I think you and I could gab further about your recent experiences, but right now I think the folks would like to hear a good jazz band up or something to really get out and take off. What do you think you and Venuti and Teagarden ought to climb on? What would you like to knock?
Well, I'd like to beat out a little old Royal Garden Blues.
Royal Garden Blues, that rocks it. That'll get it. Get ready, folks. They're coming on out. Louis Armstrong, okay. Jack Teagarden, Joe Venuti, Buddy Cole, Perry Botkin, Nick Fatool, all you're going to send Royal Garden... Sky high.
Okay,
there.
What
did
get your chops in there, boy? There, 1, 2.
Thank you.
Kill them. Get the jumping at that, eh? Sure. Where's that,
stand by, now. Stand by for a minute, Louie, while Mr. Teagarden and his trombone, his tantalizing Texas trombone, they're going to wake us up good with Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Jack does a fine vocal on this, too.
Oh, baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause you left me all love alone. I have tried in vain never more to call your name. Oh, when you left, you broke my heart. I pray no more will ever part. Every hour of the day you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, come on. Baby, won't you please come home.
I ain't gonna take no money for tonight, huh? Not too much fun. Jack, you're really, really going. Say, Louie.
Yes, sir.
You know you got a platter out on Blueberry Hill.
Yes, sir.
Really a great record. Really a killer.
Well, thank you, Papa Bing. You know, I wouldn't mind climbing old Blueberry Hill right now if you'd climb it with me.
Well, Mr. Trotter, give us a little boost. I think I can make it.
Okay.
John Scott, are you ready?
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. And it wasn't until when I found you,
the wind and the willow play.
Sing it, Daddy, sing it.
Love's sweet melody. But all of those vows we made were never to be.
We were apart. You part of me still. For you are my dream on Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
Come climb the hill with me, Papa Bing.
On Blueberry Hill.
We'll see what we'll see.
On Blueberry Hill.
I'll bring my horn with me.
You don't bring your horn, we're cooked.
Yeah. There is a blue.
The moon stood still.
Oh, up in the moon we'll go.
On Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon we'll go.
And we'll linger until
our wedding in June we'll go.
Wedding in June, I didn't get in my dreams come
true. I don't know. When in the willows blend.
Do you really love me?
Love's sweet melody.
As I love you.
And all of those vows we made. Were never to be. Though we both fought with me, you fought us still. For
Boy, you are my thrill.
Last time you worked here on this very same stage, about a year ago, we did an old song called Lazy Bones. We kicked it around. I bet you we could get through it again tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring you the manager.
Oh, ain't that a mess. I'd like to hear that one more time. Yeah, oh, give me that again.
Sleeping in the sun, how do you expect to get your day's work done?
I never expect to get my day's work done, Baba Bay. I just knocks myself out, laying in the noonday sun.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you expect you're ever gonna get your cornmeal made?
I never want no cornmeal made.
You ain't gonna get no fritters, you won't get no cornmeal.
I know. But I just can get me some good old chitlins and black hot
peas. So they come close to here when taters need spraying. I bet you keep praying. I bet you're praying that the bugs just fall off of the vine.
Oh,
I
boy.
I swear that's the truth. And when you go fishing...
That's something.
You been fishing?
Yeah,
long time ago. You was fishing?
5 years ago.
Get a catfish in the old Mizzou. Bet you pray the fish don't grab at your line.
Tell me the truth.
Lazy bones. Loafing through the day. Mm-hmm. I expect you're ever gonna make a dime that way.
I don't never expect to make a dime that way. All I do is
for the Come on in here, Daddy. Come on in here, Daddy.
Well, he never hear the word I say.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sorry to see this session come to a close. I want to thank Peggy Lee, Joe Venuti, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong for giving us liberal portions of their top talents this evening.
Baba Bing, who's with you next week?
Next week, Louis, our guest will be Bob Hope.
Bob Hope? Oh, man.
Man.
You talking about a real funny man. That cat really breaks me up, man.
Thatch, I hate to see a long-standing friendship such as yours as mine terminate so abruptly.
Well, rather than have that happen, I just ain't gonna laugh at him no more, that's all.
Okay, so you can laugh at Bob if you want to, Louie. Everybody else does. Thanks again for joining up with us tonight. See you soon, huh, Sash?
Thanks. Good night, Mr. C.
Good night, Mr. A. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Bob Hope.
Be sure to listen every Saturday night to the Arthur Godfrey Digest starting next Saturday, January the 28th, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time over CBS. Arthur will be there with his best jokes and best songs and the reason why Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you to smoke. So everybody listen in, the whole family, and they can enjoy the best stuff he pulled on Mother in the Morning. Saturday night, Chesterfield's Weekend Entertainment. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KCBS San Jose and KCBS FM San Francisco. Attention, please. Don't throw your old watch away. Take it to Mylan's Jewelers during their trade-in sale. Get double the usual allowance toward the purchase of a handsome, dependable Bulova. Your old watch makes the down payment at Mylan's Jewelers, corner 12th and Washington, Oakland. 7 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova watch time. Give him the handsome new Bulova Director. Imagine it's only $33.75 with matching expansion band.